So I'm doing another, this is my second audio journal. I just thought I'd wrap up my thoughts and further them a little bit on my first entry a couple of weeks ago about the first critique I got from my writing club. There seems to be, like, now that I've got a bit of distance on it, there's a clear delineation between the actual critique I received and the outside elements of it. Yeah, I probably sounded a little bit silly in my first one, but that was because I was still sort of getting my thoughts together on it, and it had only just happened. So as far as the actual critique went, I really need to name characters more often and perhaps get a little bit better at the dialogue. I write very sparse, minimalistic dialogue, but feedback is that the imagery I use is really good and it's powerful. I noticed that no one really had any critiques when the main part of the story hit, and I was told that that was really vivid and really effective, and that was sort of what I was going for mainly. There are a couple of minor logic breaks in there. The thing about them is that I find a story is allowed to break its own logic. That can make for an interesting sort of, it helps create ambiguity, but that also has to be explained at some point. You can't just break your own internal logic and then not explain it. Too many unexplained logic breaks also wreck the story. You can't just go off leaving, loose threads everywhere. Maybe one or two, so you can keep focus, but too many of those will wreck it. It seems to be a fashion in genre fiction at the moment, I've noticed, to explain every single little thing. We seem to need loose ends tied off really neatly and finally and properly. I don't think that's so much of a feature in literary fiction, if I can make that distinction. I definitely think what I do is more literary. And that's not to say that loose ends can be thrown out willy-nilly. But ambiguity is something that a lot of readers of genre fiction might not understand, I don't think. You do get. I've definitely had people sort of go, "Oh, I really wanted to know more about this." The problem is in that, like in the story, that what I would like, the thing that they want more description on isn't the focus of the story. I don't want to go in and explain every single thing. I want some things to be there, even major things. Sometimes they've got to be ambiguous. I don't think genre fiction readers and a lot of writers might not necessarily understand that. Once again, that's probably me coming off as a bit of an elitist. I'm not saying that genre fiction's bad or lesser or anything like that. It's just what I write. So that's an interesting sort of a thing. I might be trying to justify the loose ends in the particular piece I submitted there, but I'm probably going to end up actually fixing up those loose ends and explaining them a little bit more and giving them some finality. All of what I've just said is more a rumination on the idea of ambiguity. I'll be editing. Part of the reason I'm doing this now is because I would really like I'm trying to kick into editing mode so I can fix all of this up and put it out there. I don't think I'm going to be resubmitting the piece to the group, mainly because I was told by a couple of people that it's not speculative fiction or horror or anything like that. It's more like a slice of life sort of a thing, which doesn't really fit with what they do. So I'll be fixing it up according to their critique, but if they want to read it, they're going to have to buy it online, I think. And I don't expect them to do that, not at all, but I don't want to resubmit something that's been told is outside their purview. So it just seems like I'd be sort of begging for feedback a bit, which I don't really want to do. So the second part, and this is where I get a bit harsher, that was all the actual critique that I got, like the names and the ambiguity and the loose strings and stuff like that. But the technical aspects of it. So I had a few harsh things to say. I think getting critique from people you don't want to hear from goes with the territory. So I was probably a little bit out of line getting so annoyed with hearing from people I didn't really want to. And even when I do hear from people I don't want to, I can take it or leave it. So I shouldn't really whinge about it so much. I mean, I can't really... If you're putting something out there, you're going to get bad feedback. You're going to hear from people you don't want to. So I probably shouldn't bitch about that so much. I think the wider issue that I was trying to get to is that in the spirit of fair play within this group that I'm involved in, is I'm having to give critiques to sort of prove myself within the group, which takes away time and puts a bit of pressure on me. I don't want to just flat out annoy anyone, but I don't just want to be a yes man either. And I'm giving this time and effort, and I'm putting in good, like I put in good critiques, and I think the thing is that I don't feel that was really returned. You know, when things like community are concerned, where it's a group of people, proving worth has to go both ways. And if it doesn't, if this group doesn't serve my purpose or help me grow as a writer, well, then I just get rid of it. Like, I don't think they've sort of, or certain members haven't worked out that if I don't know, like what's going on, well, this is their puppy, you know, their baby. I can move away from it and keep going my own way. So I still have that minor issue with someone who hasn't really read my work giving me advice as well. Like, but I think I can just put that down to a faux pas. I sort of thought about that and I got really annoyed about it. But then I just sort of went, look, that's just what happens, you know, work through it. I'm a little bit less angry about how all of that went down now that I've got a bit of distance on it and I can sort of pack it away and sort of go, all right, nah, nothing major happened, but some of it still was a bit annoying. But yeah, from there, I think I'm just going to end up moving on, taking what was said on board, not really how it was said, and then go from there. So there's a few interesting thoughts in there. Once again, I'm coming up to my time limit, so I'm going to stop this here and this will be an interesting thing to look back on, I guess. All right, see ya.